What a great group effort. What a great team effort. What a great coaching job. That was just fun to watch.
Thank you. That was a great, what you just said, Jim, was exactly right. That was a great team effort. That was a great program effort. Every single person in our program stepped up and contributed in some way to help us win today. Whether it was on the court tonight, whether it was the last 24 hours in preparation, behind the scenes, this was really awesome to see, and I'm really proud of the guys' fight and effort and resiliency that they showed today.
Do you realize you went on a 21-4 run over the last 8 minutes?
No idea. All I realized was that every time we shot wide open threes, the ball was not going into the net.
You're correct.
That was incredible. We talked about it after the game. We asked, what did we shoot from three, and I think it was 19%, and that was about 10% points higher than I even felt. But that was a great job by the guys. They're a well-coached team. Credit to them. They did a great job, but I was really proud of the team.
Talk about Jackson Pavelski. He's a kid that I asked him where his toughness and competitiveness come from, and he says that he's been undervalued and maybe unappreciated growing up through the ranks, and he's appreciated and valued here. But he took over for a stretch tonight and did not look like an 18, 19-year-old. He looked like a fifth-year guy.
Man, he's a guy, to your point, Tom. I mean, he's mature beyond his years. What we ask of that player, what we ask of Jackson Pavelski, is about as much as you can ask of any freshman point guard in the country. And he just takes it, and he runs the team. He scores. He facilitates. We're asking him to guard at a high level on the other end. And he doesn't bat an eye, and he just does an unbelievable job of sticking with it. To your point, didn't have a great first half, but didn't let it get him down, and he ended up making some big-time plays for us down the stretch.
Dwight, once the rush from this win wears off, I think a lot of people are going to have some questions about where do we go from here. What is your charge? What is your vision in this rather unique situation? We'll be at Statesboro later in the week, and then obviously we'll have a little bit of a break for exams. You and your coaching staff and your players, your support staff, how do you guys kind of put your heads together, get these guys, you know, they seem very united now, they seem very united on the floor, but basically what I'm asking is, where do the Terriers go from here?
Yeah, I think we go to where we got to keep getting better every day. We got a lot of stuff to work on, offensively, defensively. Guys have to get better individually in different areas, and the ultimate goal is to try to continue to get better to where at the end of March we're playing on Monday night in Asheville. And that's always been the goal. That's going to continue to be the goal. And so, you know, that's big picture, but small, you know, small short term is just continue to get better, take it day by day. We don't know what the future holds, but we just have to keep stacking good days on top of good days as best we can.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great win for you. Great win for the program. Great step forward. And we look forward to more. We'll see you down in Statesboro.
Thank both of y'all. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate Dwight Perry.